भीष्म राइजिंग फ्रॉम द कोर ऑफ द गंगेस इवॉल्विंग अंडर द एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन ऑफ एडेप्ट इंस्ट्रक्टर्स यू ग्रीव loftier than the Himalayas, sturdier than the thunder. Oh, Bhishma, you are too judicious. Your virtue of truth has publicized a lot of philosophies in the blanked out minds of the philosophers. The pure land will love to soap on your feet. The sky will love to shelter you. And the air will love to enfold you and acknowledge you for all your feats. You was the hero of the anti-heroes in the epic battle of Mahabharata. You are celebrated not for anything but for compassion, bountiness, insight and statesmanship. You are too loyal to be the king and too humble to be the monarch. No crib on this earth can advance the veneration which your arrow coat grossed that day on the battlefield. Intimacy. Intimacy is secret. Intimacy is closeness. Intimacy is humbleness towards this ever emergent society. I am intimate towards the nature. You too are intimate towards something. But intimacy is not only secrecy. Intimacy is not only closeness. Intimacy is not only humbleness. It is a colossal entity of mottled insinuations out of which you can pull the one that you resemble. Moon's oddity. Who will try to comprehend, appreciate the moon's character? Who will try to comprehend? She is hushed, quite soundless, inept to express her frame of mind through the paper and the pen. But she envisions us her spirits in the form of vivid sunsets, different contours and diverse chapters. She is vibrant with all the monumental voyages. The children's stories we heard made us wrathful, left us wondering about her cabalistic charm. Supernatural world, no less than that of Harry Potter's. Her secret, the dark side, not discernible to us, has now been uncovered. Evasive of all the truth and the enigmas of the moon. But will the moon approve? Will the moon approve?
Power of the pen.
I largely felt the power of the pen when the doors and windows of my room were open, when the whole kit and cabble had gone faded in the long race. It is the pen which defends you. It is the pen which defends you against overshadowing evils, over the colossal and lethal thoughts. The pen triumphs.
Buddha,
who sat beneath the Bodhi tree to set a new fangled venture, spaced out from this self-seeking world, occupied with envy and desires. You who conquered enlightenment and funnel the fellow followers is worthy of being worshipped for in this short life. We must comprehend and venerate the lives of others. We must abide by the rubrics not prepared by men, but by Mother Nature herself.
Hums that are heard only at night.
The hums that are heard only at night are death of the silent blue, death of the latent breeze, and death of the slumbering grasses. It is not very common, not very common in your life, neither in mine. But when I overheard them, I ran agitatedly to draft my thoughts only and only for you.
An elephant. The elephant. Oh, elephant.
I love you, elephant. You are supreme. In your code of conduct, you practice discipline not worthy of men. You recognize feelings quite healthier than a poet. You are a human lover.
But they are not elephant lovers. Not elephant lovers.